Right now, let's head down to the dirty South, Atlanta, Georgia. He does the Masters, he does the U.S. Open, Army and Navy, but it's tournament time, and he's back to call it again for CBS. Iron Eagle joining us here on the Norris and Davis Show. Jerry Coleman in for Steve this morning on The Fan. Good morning, Iron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, marquee matchup you have coming up tonight. Two of college basketball's powerhouses in Indiana and Kentucky facing off in a college football town.
Yeah, a lot of excitement here for this. Georgia Dome always comes out and fills it up with about 35,000 people. And Indiana, Kentucky, there's just a ring to it. You say those two programs, it's basketball royalty. And it's a great story that Indiana's back. Tom Crean took this program over when it was basically at rock bottom after the Kelvin Sampson issues. And he's done a great job. The recruiting has taken some time, but he's got big-time players, including Cody Zeller in. Christian Watford has developed nicely. But they're going against a powerhouse. This Kentucky team is a juggernaut. I think they're the best team in the country. They're the most talented team in the country. And John Calipari, who has gotten a lot of criticism through the years, oh, he gets blue chippers, he gets McDonald's All-Americans. Yeah, he gets the right ones. And most of them are one and done, yet they buy into what he's selling for that 1 year. And this is no different. I think this is actually the best Kentucky team that he's had.
The fact that Indiana does have a previous victory against Kentucky, albeit in the last seconds, does that play a part in tonight's affair, you think, in terms of confidence for the Hoosiers?
Oh, there's no doubt, because Tom Crean, before that game, can put the tape on and say, look, this happened. This is real. You're the only team during the regular season to have beaten these guys, and that's in their head. I do think the flip side is true, that John Calipari will use it as motivation. He's downplayed it the entire week, that this is revenge, this is payback. Of course, it's the NCAA tournament. What happened on December the 10th means very little. But I do think Cal is smart enough to know what buttons to push with his team, and the fact that he's not going to let them get embarrassed and lose this game in the NCAA tournament.
Ian Eagle, our guest on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Were you surprised at all at how good Louisville's performed in this tournament? I was a little surprised they so soundly beat Michigan State.
Yeah, I had them three times this year, and they did not play exceptionally well in any one of those games. They ended up beating Pitt late in the year in a game that I did, but the other couple of games, you just didn't think this was an Elite Eight quality team. They were really searching for chemistry. They were inconsistent. There were stretches where they just couldn't score. And all the pieces seem to be in place, but even Rick Pitino seemed frustrated by the team. Peyton Siva, over the last, I'd say, 2 weeks of the regular season, just didn't look like himself. And then similar to UConn, it just came together at the right time. The Big East tournament, they looked good. Their defensive pressure was intense. And the carryover has been really impressive. Now they look like a complete team, and Jang has been the difference maker that a lot of us thought he could be when this season started. So it's a reminder, because we create so many opinions early in the season, and it's important to kind of see how the teams are performing come March. Louisville, UConn last year, Louisville this year is a great example of that.
Iron Eagle in Atlanta for tonight's Sweet 16 doubleheader at the Georgia Dome between Xavier and Baylor. We'll talk about that game in a minute. And then Kentucky and Indiana. Back to John Calipari, though. He's never won a national championship, has been to the Final Four and been stripped of a couple of banners. Is there more pressure on him this year than any other previous year? With all the talent he has had come through Lexington, I would think that the fans there really think this has to be the year for him, or else.
Yeah, or else what? He has.
He comes back next year. He comes back next year with new five freshmen.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've been down that road before with Calipari. The year they had Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, we said, oh, this is it. This has got to be the year. Well, they get clipped in the Elite Eight by a senior-oriented West Virginia team at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, and they fall short. Last year, this is it. It's Kentucky's time. They get to the Final Four, but ultimately Brandon Knight and that group didn't quite have enough to get over the hump. And I think it probably would be a similar reaction this year. He's going to lose guys. Anthony Davis is going to be the number one pick in the draft. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is going to be a top five pick in the draft. Marcus Teague might go just because it's a weak point guard class. And Terrence Jones is probably going to go after his sophomore year. So Calipari reloads. every year now. It's no longer a surprise when Cal gets the best recruiting class in the country. He'll be back with four McDonald's All-Americas and a team that probably can vie for a national championship. But the roundabout answer to the question is, I do think there is some pressure because he knows how good this team is. But I think when you get into this tournament, and we've certainly learned in more recent times, there really is that feeling that anything can happen. And the separation of these teams and these programs now is so slim compared to when you really had the dynasties building and the power conferences. I just believe now that these teams can get clipped, and you can't even call them shockers anymore.
No, you can't. Talking NCAA tournament with Ian Eagle. How about you mentioned Kentucky being the best team in the tournament. Does that mean you think they're going to take it all, and who do you have for your Final Four?
Yeah, I think Kentucky takes it all. I really believe it is their year. I've seen a lot of them this year in person, and they've won in different ways. And what I've been impressed with, even when they've been down in games, they've only lost two games, the Indiana game. It was a buzzer beater. It was Christian Watford at the end of the game in Bloomington, and then they lost to Vanderbilt, a very motivated Vanderbilt team in the SEC championship. But they've been down in games. They've been down double figures. Mississippi State looked like, okay, that's going to be a loss. They're just not going to come back from a 13-point deficit. And they calmly and with poise and savvy just knocked that lead away in the first 8 minutes of the second half. And before you knew it, it was a tie game, and they took over. They just seem to have a real maturity about them for a young team. You know, this Louisville-Florida game is really interesting. I think Florida is obviously playing its best basketball at the right time of year. They've got athletes across the board. I had them last year in the NCAA tournament. You could see the makings of this, Billy Donovan against his mentor, Rick Pitino. But I think Louisville might have a little magic carpet ride going right now. I really do. And I think they're following that UConn path from a year ago. Syracuse just happens to be the team, in full disclosure, that I attended, the school I attended back in college, against Ohio State. Boy, Fab Mello would be a difference maker there.
Yeah.
I think that game is going to be a big challenge for Syracuse. I think Ohio State is playing with a lot of confidence right now, and I believe Ohio State will come out of that region.
You just reminded me, we've reached our capacity in terms of Syracuse alum on the show. Jason Locke and Fora last hour, and you this hour. My goodness, who's next?
No, that's it. You got to tap out.
Yeah, Jim Boeheim cannot call in next. But let's talk about this Baylor-Xavier game, which will get you going here in Atlanta tonight at 7:15 on CBS. Baylor is a team that had an outstanding year, and Xavier, and it's been talked about a lot after that brawl with Cincinnati, both teams rebounded nicely, although Cincinnati's out.
Yeah, you know, my feeling with Baylor, I've watched a bunch of their games now and watched them practice yesterday. I can't figure them out. They have so much ability on this team. Their front line is just huge, by far the best length in the tournament. And yet they have these stretches where they just don't look like a cohesive unit. This kid, Brady Heslip, is shooting lights out right now for Baylor. Is just an additional weapon. Perry Jones will be in the NBA. The question is, can he be a legitimate difference maker in the NBA? He's got the body. He's got the game. It just seems like he can't flip the switch when he needs to. So Baylor, very talented. They have to be the favorite against Xavier, a Xavier team that could be shorthanded. Desmond Wells, their talented freshman, is dealing with a toe injury. Andre Walker, who got knocked in the head in the first game against Notre Dame, is still feeling the effects of that. But they've got a lead guard in Tu Holloway that can put the team on his back. And as we've seen in this tournament, when you have that kind of experience at that position, at the point guard position, good things can happen for you. So on paper, Baylor looks like an overwhelming team compared to Xavier, but we know these games aren't played on paper. I think Xavier can hang tough if these injuries don't come back to haunt them.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to the calls tonight. Doubleheader in store for you and Jim Spanarkel, correct?
No. I'm actually doing radio tonight with John Thompson.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, that means we can promote you here on the Fan. We can promote you here on the radio, because I was going to mention turn down the TV sound and turn up the radio, but definitely turn down the TV sound and turn up the radio with Ian Eagle.
I know you keep track of these things. I will still be wearing makeup for the radio.
Say hello to Coach Thompson from me. He used to beat on me at another station in D.C.
Should I, or will he just absolutely dislike me for the rest of the night.
Probably, take a wild guess, Ian.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, probably not going to mention our relationship at all.
Yeah, go with the common sense judgment there on that one. Thanks, Ian.
All right, guys. All the best.
All right. Ian Eagle, you can hear him tonight right here on The Fan, Kentucky and Indiana in Hotlanta.
Peter's denial for you.